friends. Mommy here, and I've got some news for you. We have officially launched our Patreon. So if you're interested in supporting Storytime with Philip and Mommy, and you would like to help us get new books or upgrade our equipment, or I don't know, maybe even make some video content down the road, then please join us and support us on Patreon. And you can go to the link that is in the bio here, or you can go to patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And that's all one big word. And you will get all kinds of cool perks for doing that. Like, we have exclusive additional stories, and, you know, more stories is never bad, and personalized messages, and even a bunch of more fun stuff. So please join us, patreon.com/storytimewithphilipandmommy. And on with the show. Okay, friends, today we are reading a book called Pippin, the Christmas Pig. And it is written by Jean Little. And it is read today by Mommy and Philip.
But Mommy and Philip didn't write
it. We didn't write it, but we are reading it. But we are going to write our own story. And then we can read it to our friends when we're done writing it. Here we go. Pippin gazed up at Noddy, the grumpy old donkey.
Noddy, you look all excited, she said.
Well, of course I'm excited, said Noddy. It's Christmas tomorrow.
What's Christmas?
Pippin asked.
What's Christmas?
Noddy repeated.
Don't be ignorant, Pippin. Everybody knows about Christmas.
The tips of Pippin's ears went very pink.
Surely you remember that my family gave the first gift,
Noddy went on.
The baby's mother rode on a donkey all the way to Bethlehem. Christmas couldn't even begin until she got there.
The curl went out of Pippin's tail.
Nobody told me a thing about Christmas, she said.
My mother said they were almost late because of that slowpoke donkey,
Bess said. What kind of animal is Bess?
Cow.
A cow, that's right.
My great-great-great-grandmother gave her manger for the baby's bed. Without her, the baby would have to sleep on the floor. The best present was the manger.
What baby? What manger?
Pippin begged. Nobody noticed her.
And I still don't know what Christmas is, she said.
The hay in the manger was full of prickles,
muttered Curly. What kind of animal is Curly? A sheep.
They would have scratched the child's face. One of my family had to give the mother a lamb's fleece to cushion the rough bed. The soft wool was a welcome gift, I can tell you.
Pippin's ears were now bright pink.
But where were the pigs?
She demanded. Oh, I'm sorry.
But where were the pigs?
She demanded in her biggest voice.
Don't fret, Pippin,
Bess said.
Christmas has nothing to do with pigs. What present could a pig possibly give a baby anyway? Especially a baby as special as that one.
If there were donkeys and cows and sheep, there must have been pigs,
Pippin stated. Once again, nobody paid any attention to her.
My very great grandparents sang him to sleep,
said Coo-Roo the pigeon.
That crowd of angels and shepherds kept him awake until my family crooned a lullaby. The song was of the first importance that night.
Pippin stamped her tiny hoof.
But what did the pigs do?
She said.
They must have been there and done something.
No pigs were there.
The others scoffed.
The very idea. The child was a king.
The holy stable was no place for pigs.
Then Bess spoke up.
Pippin, face it. What could pigs have given a holy child? Pigs have nothing worthy.
Pippin hung her head. The barn door stood open a crack. Slowly she went toward it. Then she pushed it farther open with her snout. She had to get away. Once outside, she waited. They might call her back. Nobody called. They had not even noticed her leaving.
I'm going where pigs matter, but Christmas doesn't,
Pippin announced in a shaking voice.
And I won't come back. Never. Ever.
Oh, this is very sad. I feel so bad for Pippin. Let's see what happens. As she set out, a gust of wind struck her full in the face. Snowflakes stung her eyes and frosted the tips of her ears. She almost fled right back inside, but she forced herself to go onward. The cold was bitter. Soon, Pippin could no longer see the barn through the whirling snow. She passed a tattered scarecrow who stared and waved one ragged arm at her. Farther on, she saw a blue jay with its feathers all blown backward. The hunched bird was too miserable to warn the world of the little pig's passing. Pippin's feet hurt, and her tail stiffened into a curly icicle.
I will freeze out here,
she whimpered, stumbling along.
If I don't turn back, I will perish.
Do you know what it means to perish? Do you know what that means?
Mm-mm.
It's another way of saying die. She thinks she's going to die out there in the cold. But she had sworn never to go back. They didn't want her. They had said pigs were good for nothing. At long last, Pippin reached the main road. She peered up at the mailbox and wished she could climb inside. But as she passed it, and kept going. Down the road, she stopped to catch her breath. Through the snow, she glimpsed a woman coming toward her, carrying a baby in her arms. Pippin moved closer for a better look. The woman staggered. She wore no gloves or hat, and her jacket was thin, and the child so sound asleep that her little head nodded on her mother's shoulder, looked too heavy for her to carry much further.
Poor things,
Pippin murmured, forgetting her own troubles for a moment.
Shh,
the woman crooned to her baby.
We have so far to go, but maybe we can find a nice warm barn to rest in.
She shivered. Pippin knew where to find a warm barn. She had sworn never to return there, but this was an emergency.
Follow me,
She grunted, and she nudged the woman along the road until he came to the long farm lane. Maybe the wind had dropped, for Pippin felt a little warmer. Even the scarecrow's smile looked friendlier. At the barn door, the little pig pushed ahead.
"Listen to me," she called to the animals.
"Don't interrupt, Pippin," said Naughty. "We're making Christmas plans."
"I don't care," Pippin yelled. "Whatever Christmas was, it was a long time ago. I have a baby here who needs a place to sleep right now."
Bess's jaw dropped when she saw the woman clutching her child.
"It's Christmas all over again," the woman whispered as she entered the barn. Gently, she laid her baby girl down on the manger's sweet hay. The baby curled up and started sucking her thumb. "Bless you, little pig. It is warm here," the woman murmured, settling onto a nearby heap of hay. "Warm and safe."
"My word,"
Kuru whispered a moment later.
"They're both asleep already."
Then all the animals turned to Pippin.
"Who is this woman?"
snapped Curly.
"Pippin, we can't take in some homeless nobody,"
Naughty added.
My
very great,"
Bess began.
"We need milk," said Pippin. "We'll need some warm, soft wool. We'll need your old blanket, Naughty. We'll need lots of lullabies. Your very great grandparents aren't here. We must help this baby ourselves."
"But that's not a special baby,"
Naughty protested.
"Of course she is," said Pippin. "All babies are special."
Naughty gazed into the small sleeping face.
You're right,"
he said.
"I'd forgotten."
When the farmer and his wife came out to feed their animals, they saw the young woman, covered with Naughty's old blanket, asleep in the hay. Then they caught sight of the baby girl lying in the manger.
"It's Christmas," the man said softly, "right here in our barn. It's a miracle."
"Hush,"
his wife whispered.
"Let them sleep. We'll keep watch and see if they need our help later on."
When the couple left, Pippin looked around and saw what they had seen. Naughty's warm blanket, Curly's soft wool, Bess's manger and milk. Pippin's tail drooped.
"You were right,"
she said.
"None of these gifts is from me. Pigs really do not have anything to give. Thank you all for being so kind to them."
The other animals looked down at the little piglet.
"Oh, Pippin, don't you see?"
Bess said softly.
"You gave us our very own Christmas. You gave us a chance to give ourselves instead of boasting about our grandparents. That was the very best gift of all."
"It took a runty pig," laughed Naughty, "to teach us what Christmas was." And that is the end of the story. And what do we know about Christmas now?
Pigs are in Christmas.
Pigs are in Christmas, yeah. Well, I think the bigger lesson here is that giving gifts is more important than getting them. And caring for others is more important than being praised for being good. Right? Mm-hmm. Well, that is the end of the story. Can you say the end?
Yeah.
The end.